Welcome, Barbrawlers, to the Barbrawl. I'm Daniel J. Rowe. How are you today? Eric Jean is with me.
Yes, I am with you.
Stephanie E.M. Coleman's also here.
Hi.
I was a little melancholy in the intro because my captain, oh captain, my captain, Mr. Steven Gerrard announced that he will not be coming back for the Liverpool FC next year. I was a little teary-eyed, I won't lie.
Where's he going to be, Daniel?
I don't know. He said he's going to pursue options overseas, which means he's going to the MLS because somebody's told him they'll pay him a lot of money to not play as hard as he needs to play in the Premier League.
And he'll probably be sick on those days they have to play on turf, right? On artificial turf.
And he'll it prompted Globe and Mail reporter John Doyle to say, "Go, don't come to the States, Steven Gerrard. The MLS is not a retirement league."
Except it is.
Except it kind of sort of. Well, the young, see, that's what the league has a big problem, because the young players, the teams that are built of young players and they actually care are the ones that win, yeah. Aren't the ones who buy, except the Galaxy won a couple times, but they aren't the ones that buy all the players from Europe.
Well, buying a player from Europe is like a marketing thing. Like, you're just trying to make some money. Like,
that's the problem. They never get every once in a while they get a player who's sort of near their prime, but not necessarily like a world beater. So that's never going to change. And until they do something about the rules, it's not going to make a difference. Anyway, we're talking about Shakespeare, not soccer. Although the two are inextricably linked.
That's true.
In my mind.
No, it's just true.
Yeah. We're reduxing Twelfth Night, which we recorded many moons ago. It was very fun. Why are we reduxing Twelfth Night, Eric Sean?
Because it is Twelfth Night, or it will be in 2-3 days.
I should say Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
Happy New Year.
And the Bard Brawl. There, done?
Yeah, it's done. So, controversy regarding Twelfth Night.
Yes.
Apparently, depending on how you count, it's either the 5th or the 6th of January. Because some people say it's 12 days after Christmas, which means you don't count Christmas, which means it would be the 6th. Others say that the first day of the 12th night period starts on the 25th of December, which means it ends on the 5th of January.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're going to put, this is Act 4. You've heard Act 1 through 3. They're very, very funny. You were saying that you felt this play was one of the most brawly plays that we've recorded. What exactly does that mean?
It's a play that's fun, and it's a play about sort of having fun. Like, it's not, it's serious, I guess, but it's really, like, the whole point of Twelfth Night is supposed to be this sort of party where, like, normal roles are kind of reversed, and that the person who's normally the serious lord gets to sort of kick back, and the servants will make fun of him, and, like, it's like this big party where the whole social order goes away. And then after the 12 days, everything goes back to normal, but everyone kind of was able to let off some steam. So it's kind of got that anything goes brawl factor.
And the brawlers totally took to it. I had a lot of fun listening to the first three acts with Jay and Amrit and Andre and Zoe and Second Jay and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really goofy, and they really sort of goof off a lot, which I loved.
It's one of those plays where the humor is kind of easy to get, like, even though it's 400 years old, like, the jokes are not super elaborate puns. Like, they're, you know, they're jokes about sex and drinking too much, and like they're sort of easy things that translate really well.
Yeah, there's other plays like that. Like I was mentioning before, Comedy of Errors, where there's you know, identity issues, and there's other gender swap, but I feel like this one nails it all the best.
Yeah, this one, it's a lot less confusing, first of all, because Comedy of Errors is like, it really nails it and plays with it in a sort of fun way, and everything works out.
Yeah, another comedy we did recently, just in the reading, we read Two Gentlemen of Verona, and I wanted to give a shout out. Catherine Stewart's a young filmmaker, and she's doing a version of Two Gents of Verona, which is coming soon. Go to the Bard Brawl's Twitter handle, at the Bard Brawl, and you can see a preview of this. It looks kind of fun. Modern interpretation.
Well, it's also a play that's not done that often, so it's kind of nice to have a, you know, to have a two gentlemen out there.
Yeah, she contacted me when we were reading it, and I just put, has anybody actually seen this play? And she's like, oh, we're doing it, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So here's Act 4 with Andre Simono, Mr. J. Reed, and if you don't know what he's done in this podcast already, you're in for a treat. Amrit Sanger, and it's actually a sausage party this time. It is. You and I, yeah, 5 days.
It's a sausage 5-pack.
Yeah, it's
one hand of sausage.
So we'll be back with you for Act 5. Have a great night and Happy New Year one more time.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Lettuce.
My prediction.
Lettuce, dig in. We are in Illyria, an island in Greece. Is Illyria in Greece or?
Illyria is the land of Troy, technically. But it doesn't really matter. It's a vaguely Greek-ish, Trojan-ish place.
Troy might not have actually existed. There's there's disputed as to where Troy actually is.
You may as well decide that Shakespeare never existed.
Did he?
Wow.
Oh, this thing got deep.
Maybe it was Turkey.
Well, in Turkey, there's a couple different places where they thought
Troy
may have been. Act 4, Scene 1. We're in Illyria. We have Sebastian, which I was reading. We have Clown, which Second J, dearly departed. Not dead.
No.
This should be clear. Second J and Zoe Baldwin have left us for sunnier, lovelier places in the world, namely Los Angeles. Although, listener, stay tuned and you may hear her voice. I'm just saying. Sebastian, it's me. Clown was Second J, so we will give that to Amrit Sanger. Sir Andrew was both Amrit and Andre, but I think I'm going to give it to you today, Eric, because Olivia is also in this and Andre is also Olivia. Fabian is Stephanie E.M. Coleman, and Sir Toby Belch is Sir J. Reed. How do you feel as an Irishman being knighted on the spot by me? I hate it. As you should. That's good.
Deeply offended.
Enter Sebastian and Clown.
Will you make me believe that I am not sent for you?
Go to. Thou art a foolish fellow. Let me be clear of thee.
Well held out, I faith. No, I do not know you, nor am I sent to you by my lady to bid you come speak with her, nor your name is not Master Cesario. Nor this is not my nose, neither. Nothing that is so is so.
I pray thee, vent thy folly somewhere else. Thou knowest not me.
Vent my folly. He has heard that word of some great man and now applies it to a fool. Vent my folly. I'm afraid this great lubber, this world, will prove a cockney. I prithee now, ungird thy strangeness, and tell me that I shall vent to my lady. Shall I vent to her that thou art coming?
I prithee, foolish Greek, depart from me. There's money for thee. If you tarry longer, I shall give worse payment.
By my troth, thou hast an open hand. These wise men that give fools money get themselves a good report after 14 years' purchase.
Enter Andrew, Toby, and Fabian.
Now, sir, have I met you again? There's for you.
Strikes Sebastian. Ow! What? There's for thee, and there, and there! Strikes Sir Andrew. Are all the people mad? Shuck!
Hold, sir, I'll throw your dagger over the house.
This will I tell my lady straight. I would not be in some of your coats for 2 pence.
Exit. Come on, sir. Hold.
Nay, let him alone. I'll go another way to work with him. I'll have an action of battery against him if there be any laws in Illyria. Though I struck him first, yet it's no matter for that.
Let go thy hand.
Come, sir. I will not let you go. Come, my young soldier. Put up your iron. You are well fleshed. Come on.
I will be free from thee. Breaks away and draws his sword. What wouldst thou now? If thou darest tempt me further, draw thy sword.
What? Nay, that then I must have an ounce or two of this malapert blood from you.
Draws. Shh. Enter Olivia.
Hold, Toby, on thy life I charge thee, hold.
Madam.
Will it be ever thus, ungracious wretch, fit for the mountains and the barbarous caves, where manners ne'er were preached, out of my sight? Be not offended, dear Cesario. Rudesby, be gone!
Exeunt Sir Toby, Sir Andrew, and Fabian.
I prithee, gentle friend, let thy fair wisdom, not thy passion, sway in this uncivil and thou unjust extent against thy peace. Go with me to my house, and hear thou there how many fruitless pranks this ruffian hath botched up, that thou thereby mayst smile at this. Thou shalt not choose, but go, do not deny. Beshrew his soul for me. He started one poor heart of mine in thee.
What relish is this? How runs the stream? Am I mad? Or else this is a dream? But fancy still my sense in Lethe steep. It be thus a dream, still let me sleep.
Nay, come, I prithee. Would thou'st be ruled by me?
Madam, I will.
Oh, say so, and so be.
Exeunt. So there is the convenient switch.
Yeah.
Now Olivia doesn't have to marry a woman, because that couldn't be possible.
She gets to marry his lookalike.
Right.
Or her lookalike.
Me. Room in Olivia's house. Not her garden, for once. Maria. I was also Maria. Man,
yes.
I didn't read for the first two acts, and now it's like... It's
Maria?
As if I planned it. Yes, yep. I was Maria. Clown, Toby, Malvolio. That was Zoe Baldwin's cherished role.
Mm.
Sadly, we have to depart from the two. Actor and character. So, Malvolio, shall we say Stephanie? Because
oh,
your character Fabian didn't get to say one word.
Can I fill those shoes well?
Oh, yes.
Enter.
Just
do you
put on your most pompous, self-righteous...
Pompous. Okay.
Remember, you are wearing yellow stockings,
cross-gartered.
That's right. Thanks. You look wonderful.
Eric, do you want to do stage directions for us?
Indeed. All right. Scene 2, Olivia's house. Enter Maria and Clown.
Nay, I pray thee, put on this gown and this beard. Make him believe thou art Sir Topas, the curate. Do it quickly. I'll call Sir Toby the whilst.
Exit.
Well, I'll put it on and I will disassemble myself in it. And I were the first that ever dissembled in such a gown. I'm not tall enough to become the function well, nor lean enough to be thought of a good student, but to be said an honest man and a good housekeeper goes as fairly as a, say, careful man and a great scholar. Competitors enter.
Enter Sir Toby Belch and Maria.
Jove bless thee, Master Parson!
Bonos dies, Sir Toby, for as the old hermit of Prague, that never saw pen and ink, very wittily said to a niece of King Gorboduc, That is so I, being Master Parson and Master Parson, for what is that but that and is but is?
To him, Sir Topas.
What ho, I say? Peace in this prison.
The knave counterfeits well. A good knave.
Within.
Who calls there?
Sir Topas the curate, who comes to visit Malvonio the lunatic.
Sir Topas, Sir Topas, good Sir Topas, go to my lady.
Oh, hyperbolic fiend!
Out.
Out. Hyperbolic fiend. How vexest thou this man? Talkest thou nothing but of ladies?
Well said, Master Parson.
Sir Topas, never was man thus wronged. Good Sir Topas, do not think I'm mad. They have laid me here in hideous darkness.
Fie, thou dishonest Satan. I call thee by the most modest terms. For I am one of those gentle ones that will use the devil himself with courtesy. Sayest thou that house is dark?
As hell, Sir Topas.
Why, it hath bay windows transparent as barricados? As barricados. And the clear stores towards the south-north are as lustrous as ebony. And yet complainest thou of obstruction?
You got one of those awesome Shakespeare parts where it's like what is that? Always like certain characters every play, it's like, oh jeez.
Am I looking through molasses and I don't understand.
I'm not mad, Sir Topas. I say to you this house is dark.
Madman thou errest. I say there is no darkness but ignorance, in which thou art more puzzled than the Egyptians in their fog.
I say this house is as dark as ignorance, though ignorance were as dark as hell. And I say there was never man thus abused. I am no more mad than you are. Make the trial of it in any constant question.
What is the opinion of Pythagoras concerning wild fowl?
Pythagoras.
You know, Pythagorean. The square of binomials is equal to the square of...
It's okay.
Fine. I'm on a roll here.
We had a long week in the back.
That the soul of our grandam might happily inhabit a bird.
What thinkest thou of his opinion?
I think nobly of the soul, and no way approve his opinion.
Fare thee well. Remain thou still in darkness. Thou shalt hold the opinion of
Pythagoras.
I will allow of thy wits, and fear to kill a woodcock, lest thou dispossess the soul of thy grandam. Fare thee well.
Sir Topaz!
My most exquisite Sir Topaz!
Nay, I am for all waters.
Thou mightest have done this without thy beard and gown. He sees thee not.
To him in thine own voice, and bring me word how thou find'st him. I would we were well rid of this knavery. If he may be conveniently delivered, I would be here. For I am now so far in offense with my niece that I cannot pursue with any safety the sport to the upshot. Come by, and by to my gender.
Exit Sir Toby Pelch and Maria.
Hey, Robin, singing. Jolly Robin, tell me how thy lady does.
Fool!
My lady is unkind, pretty.
Fool!
Alas, why is she so?
Fool, I say.
She loves another. Who calls, ha?
Good fool, as ever thou wilt deserve well at my hand, help me to a candle and pen, ink and paper. As I am a gentleman, I will live to be thankful to thee for it.
Master Malvolio?
Hi, good fool.
Alas, sir, how fell you besides your five wits?
Fool, there was never man so notoriously abused. I am as well in my wits, fool, as thou art.
But as well? Then you are mad indeed if you be no better in your wits than a fool.
They have here propertied me, keep me in darkness, send ministers to me, asses, and do all they can to face me out of my wits.
Advise you what you say. The minister is here. Malvolio, Malvolio, thy wits the heavens restore. Endeavor thyself to sleep, and leave thy vain bibble babble.
Sir Topaz.
Maintain no words with him, good fellow. Who, I, sir? No, I, sir. God be with you, good Sir Topaz. Marry a man, I will, sir, I will.
Fool, 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 I say.
Alas, sir, be patient. What say you, sir? Am I shent for speaking to you?
Good fool, help me to some light and some paper. I tell thee I am as well in my wits as any man in Illyria.
Well a day that you were, sir.
By this hand I am, good fool, some ink, paper, and light, and convey what I will set down to my lady. It shall advantage thee more than ever the bearing of letter did.
I will help you to it. But tell me true, are you not mad indeed, or do you be but counterfeit?
Believe me, I am not. I tell thee true.
Nay, I'll never believe a madman till I see his brains. I will fetch you light and paper and ink.
Fool, I'll requite it in the highest degree. I prithee be gone.
Singing.
I am gone, sir, and anon, sir, I'll be with you again in a trice. Like to the old vice, you need to sustain who with dagger of lath, in his rage and in his wrath, cries aha to the devil. Like a mad lad, pare thy nails, dad. Adieu, good man, devil.
Exit.
Nobody's going to be asking you to be the musical man.
You know what?
It's an honor of
fun. It's funny because I was just saying that I watched a Twelfth Night adaptation where they did those songs, but they did them really seriously. And it was just, it was so weird, like... The clown would get all serious and the music would play like really like serious orchestral music and he'd be singing. I don't know why.
Feste's a bit of a sad clown. Like and when we get to Act 5, we'll see it. He has sort of the last lines of the play and it's not like ho-hum and all in all it was a very strange lottery. Like it's not this dismissive thing. There's like a... He's pretty serious in some ways, so he's not...
It's interesting that they did that, because the songs are kind of funny, especially when Feste and Sir Toby are singing together. It's... I don't know.
Those are pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. Right. Sebastian, me, Olivia, Andre, Priest. Eric, you haven't said much. Why don't you?
I shall be a priest.
I don't think you say anything.
I don't say
anything. New stage directions for me.
All right. Scene 3, Olivia's garden.
Oh, which means vagina.
Enter Sebastian.
Well, I took English literature. I know what symbolism. But this is my soliloquy. Sorry. This is the air. That is the glorious sun. This pearl she gave me, I do feel it and see it. And though 'tis wonder that enwraps me thus, yet 'tis not madness. Where's Antonio then? I could not find him at the elephant. Yet there he was, and there I found his this credit, that he did range the town to seek me out. His counsel now might do me golden service, for though my soul disputes well with my sense that this may be some error, but no madness. Yet doth this accident, a flood of fortune, so far exceed all instance, all discourse, that I am ready to distrust mine eyes, and wrangle with my reason that persuades me to any other trust, but that I am mad, or else the lady's mad. Yet if 'twere so, she could not sway her house, command her followers, take and give back affairs in their dispatch with such a smooth, discreet, and stable bearing, as I perceive she does. There's something in it. That is deceivable. But here the lady comes.
Enter Olivia and priest.
Blame not this haste of mine. If you mean well, now go with me and with this holy man into the chantry by. There before him and underneath that consecrated roof, plight me the full assurance of your faith, that my most jealous and too doubtful soul may live at peace. He shall conceal it whiles you are willing it shall come to note, what time we will our celebration keep according to my birth. What do you say?
I'll follow this good man and go with you, and having sworn truth, ever will be true.
Then lead the way, good father, and heaven so shine that they may fairly note this act of mine.
Exit.
So he's gonna marry her even though he's not sure really what's going on?
What the hell's going on? Well, presumably she's been filling him in on all the conversations she's already had with him, right? When Sebastian... was actually not Sebastian, but Viola as Cesario.
Right.
So he's like, what the hell is going on? Who does she think I am? He's like, but it's a good thing. She's a widow with money.
Why not?
Presumably she's, you know, an attractive woman. I don't know. Or attractive enough because she's a widow with money. And so he's like, why the hell not?
Mm-hmm.
He is holding a pearl or something.
And that is the way all good relationships start and end. By not understanding what's going on.
Was that it?
That is it. That is Act 4.
That's short.
A shorter play than some of them. Act 3 was the long one.
Act 3 is it's the big one.
And so that concludes this episode of The Bard Brawl Podcast. Brought to you by me. And Carl's the barber. Andre Simino.
Hey.
Amrit Sanger.
Yo.
Stephanie Yam Coleman.
What?
Jay Reed.
Later.
And Eric Jean.
Salut.
We wish you all well. Thank you for coming by. Go to @TheBarBrawl on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. I did air quotes. Actually, I didn't. I did them late, but they were there.
Okay.
Us on Facebook. And we will be back to talk at you shortly.
On the part, bro.
See you later.
Sonnet number 29. When, in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contented least. Yet in these thoughts myself almost despising, haply I think on thee, and then my state, like to the lark at break of day arising from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate, for thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, then I scorn to change my state with kings.
That's one of my favorite ones, actually.
Yeah, that's a cool one.